This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Triple Captain Extra, Aim for the Top 10K with me, your host, Luke Jurdy. I delve a little deeper into the data in this podcast, and I give a more detailed look into my thought processes when playing FPL. So, agenda for this episode. I'll do a brief Game Week 12 review of my team. I went into more detail than usual on the main podcast, but I'll tell you how I got on anyway. Mini league updates, and then I'm going to tackle the main dilemmas ahead of Game Week 13. Give us a follow on socials. I'm at Luke Jurdy, and we are at FPL Triple Cap. So, Game Week 12 review. As I said on the main pod, I was really pleased. Another green arrow, 77 points, a game week rank of 809,281. It's all going really, really well for me at the moment. Aaron Ramsdale in goal, just with the one pointer, unfortunately. But I did think he'd get save points against Liverpool, and did. He got the one save point, made five saves, but unfortunately conceded four goals. But that wasn't too bad, because I own Alexander-Arnold, who got 15 points. I own Jota, who got eight. And I own, of course, Mo Salah, who was my captain, with 16. Elsewhere in the team, Cancelo with 12, Chilwell with 9. Livramento came off my bench with a one pointer because Rafinha was ill. Gallagher brought in this week for Mbeumo, got his assist, which was nice, five-pointer. Son blanked again, unfortunately, two. Antonio blanked again, unfortunately, two. And Ivan Toney with a goal, 6 points from him. Overall rank, as I said on the main pod, 63,568. Really hoping to push now for that top 50k and then onwards, hopefully with that aim of getting to the top 10k by the end of the season. But it's all going really well for me at the moment, and I'm really, really pleased. Mini league updates. Let's do the main triple captain fantasy league. Top five. Editor FC. Craig. Is he new? Is that the editor? Is that the FPL editor? I don't know. I don't know his name. But yes, he's in fifth. I think he's a new entrant. 840 points. Cameron Moore, my good friend, actually got a red arrow this week despite getting 81 points. He didn't get a red arrow overall, but he got a red arrow in our league. That shows how competitive it is. He's with 845. In third place, Siberia FC, Ashik Sunil, 848. In second place, Temidayo Bankole with T-Banky's Bankers, 876. And in first place, Tom Glover, FPL Face-Off, with 884 points overall. That's massive. Tom Glover's overall rank is 344th in the world. That is superb from him. Pleasure to have you in our league, mate. And you are top of the Triple Captain Mini League. In terms of Triple Captain Extra, I am up to 11th place in the Triple Captain Extra Mini League. Very, very pleased with that. I won't do the rest of the top 10, but we'll do top 5. Creep FC hanging on in there, 5th place, Jens Vandenberg, 837. In 4th place, one man, one star, Thibaut Marico, 838. Surely this year, in 3rd place, Gary Lutman with 850 points. In 2nd place, Frederick Eriksson, back to 2nd, Marsilius FC with 851. And in 1st place, Tom Glover. I'm presuming you've joined our league very recently, Tom, but you are way ahead in 1st place with 884. Keep it up. In Triple Captain Extra League, we now have 54 people in the Triple Captain Extra Mini League. If you're listening and you're not in the Mini League, join if you can. The link, the code is in the podcast notes. Great. So, main dilemmas ahead of Game Week 13. Is 5-4-1 now a sensible option? Well, it would seem so. I think with Trent Alexander-Arnold, Cancelo, James and Rudiger make up 4 of the 6 top FPL point scorers so far. That is mad. Defenders really coming into their own this season. And that's obviously not mentioning Chilwell either, who's also performing very well, but didn't start the season because Alonso was preferred. Wing-backs like Reguilón, Royal, Matty Cash, and even someone like Rico Henry at Brentford could combine well in a five at the back. I wouldn't want to play Livramento every week, so if I was going five at the back, my choices would probably be TAA, Cancelo, James, Alonso / Chilwell, and Reguilón. Having said that, I won't be doing it. I think four at the back would be my choice, as despite the attacking output of these defenders, I hate relying on clean sheets. A double or even triple Chelsea defence could be wiped out with a stupid last-minute goal, so I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. Four at the back is my choice at the moment. TAA, Cancelo, and the Chelsea wing-backs with Livramento as the backup option. I think with Ben Chilwell, we've got to wait for news. And if he is out for a long time, I think a switch to Marcus Alonso is perfectly viable, as that guy is FPL gold. Best mid-priced striker to go for between 6.5 and 8.5 million. That's a tough question, as there aren't many great options around right now. My pick would be Callum Wilson, short term, ahead of fixtures against Norwich and Burnley. Despite blanking in Eddie Howe's first game in charge, it doesn't worry me too much. He was top for shots in the box in game week 12 out of all players, and Newcastle had a total of 23. It certainly looks like it will be the you score three, we score four approach for Eddie Howe. Keep an eye on Ryan Fraser too, and we all remember how good him and Wilson were as a pair for Bournemouth, so if he gets a run in the team, he could be a cheap midfield option. Another two options. They aren't over 6.5 million, but worth looking at are Dennis and King at Watford. Josh King had another six shots in game week 12, albeit against a rubbish United defence. Never thought I'd be saying that so frequently this season. Josh King's fixtures are tricky. He's got Leicester, Chelsea and Man City in the next three, but in the last four game weeks, he is top of all players for shots with 17. He's top for XG. He's top for big chances with 7. He's second for shots in the box with 14. And he's created 7 chances. He has a huge 61% expected goal involvement in that time too. So for a forward at 5.6 million, those are incredible stats. The caveats are, of course, the hat-trick against Everton. Was it a one-off? And the awful United defence. But you can only play what's in front of you. I think in terms of a third striker option, as we're all looking at 4-4-2, 4-5-1 right now, I don't think you can beat Josh King. Dennis's stats aren't comparable to King's, but he has a 67% goal involvement in his last six matches, and he's created 3 big chances. So if you need the extra 0.3 million, Dennis isn't a bad shout. And remember, you know, those third striker options, they're going to sit on your bench, pretty much. You might rotate them in and out now and again, so I don't think you can really go wrong with Dennis or Josh King in terms of that third striker option. Final option right now for me, forward-wise, would be Christian Benteke at Crystal Palace. Palace, as we know, have improved massively, and we should now be considering them as a top eight team in the league. I think they've improved so much under Vieira. They look great going forward, and Benteke is getting great service from the likes of Conor Gallagher. And he ranks third behind Mo Salah, of course, and Leandro Trossard for shots in the last six game weeks with 18. 7 big chances, an XG of 3.4, with 8 shots on target, which make him joint third for all players. And Palace sit second on Fantasy Football Hub's fixture ticker from game week 13 to game week 21. No brainer, right? Well, the problem with Benteke is the slight risk of rotation. Edouard is waiting, and I think he's been injured. Eze's coming back too. Palace have a wealth of attacking options. So just know that the risk is there with Benteke, which is a shame because he has such good stats and fixtures. So to sum up, my pick for now will be Callum Wilson, possibly becoming Benteke in game week 16 or 17, depending on if Benteke is starting regularly. I think if he continues his good form, then there's no reason why he won't keep his place, but I do just worry about that rotation risk. Chances are with Benteke as well, of course, if he's benched, he's likely to come on. What to do with Phil Foden? Hold him or buy him? I'm really glad he's being sold and he's going under the radar after a few blanks, as I want to buy him. As I've said, City's fixtures are amazing over Christmas and they can't afford to drop points with Chelsea and Liverpool around. I think if Grealish is back, then Foden might play false nine as well. I just can't see him being dropped and I'm still looking to bring him in. I know he came off after 57 minutes for the one pointer, but that was because Pep's resting him. It's not because he's playing badly. So there might be a little bit of rotation, but if he is dropped, make sure you've got a playing bench. I do think he's the best City attacker right now. Importance of the bench. Over Christmas, I think it's vitally important that all three of your bench options are starters. It's such a busy period with loads of rotation chances. The chances are you will need all three of your bench options at some point over Christmas. Whilst I get the appeal of a 4.4 striker, you need to ask yourself if you can tweak the team around to have, say, a Josh King, Dennis, or even Broja, who isn't great right now with his one-pointers, then I would do it. 2 points from a Brownhill, someone like that could make all the difference to your rank. So just make sure your three bench options are all starters. At the moment, mine aren't. I've got Livramento, who is. I've got Broja, who isn't. And I've got... who's my other bench option? Matt Lowton, who is a starter at the moment. I am looking to change things around and go four at the back. Lowton perhaps becoming James, but obviously Chilwell's injured at the moment, so we need to talk about that. But yeah, I think if I was going to change things up, I'd move Broja to Dennis or King just to have that security of starts. Chilwell replacements. So first of all, wait for news on Ben Chilwell, but it doesn't look good. It's such a shame for him, as he's having a brilliant season and would most likely be ahead of Luke Shaw now for England. As I've said, I think Alonso is a great option. He's FPL gold. He's going to be getting forward. He was getting forward before, even without Tuchel there. Now Tuchel is there. We know the role of the wing-backs. Alonso will score you points. So I think he's a great option. If, like me, you don't own Reece James, I would move for him, if you can, from Chilwell to James. I think that's a no-brainer. In the defender bracket, aside from TAA and Cancelo, I've had a look at the stats, and in the last six game weeks, Rudiger has had 12 shots, 8 in the box, so you could say his goal was coming. Good attacking threat from Rudiger, and obviously the clean sheet potential. I still wouldn't necessarily go for him, as I think the Chelsea wingbacks have more potential of big points. Again, caveat, rotation risk, I know, but have a strong bench. In terms of chances created, Matt Target from Villa is top from the last six game weeks with TAA. He's created 13 chances and he's created 3 big chances. So with Gerrard at the helm, I expect a good output from him along with Matty Cash. I also like Lamptey and Cucurella at Brighton. And I've spoken about Reguilón and Royale at Spurs. I wouldn't rush to bring either of them in, as Spurs are still finding their feet, but fixtures are very, very good, so might be worth a punt if you haven't got issues elsewhere. I probably wouldn't move Chilwell to Reguilón or Royale, because I think Alonso has much more upside, and so does Reece James, of course, TA and Cancelo as well, who most of us own. Is Antonio worth sticking with? Again, it's a tough decision with Antonio. We spoke about this on the main pod. Lots of you, like me, have big value tied up in him, and we're likely to want him back when West Ham's fixtures turn great again in game week 18. I think I'm going to stick with him for now, as with Chilwell and Jota, I've got other issues to address, but I wouldn't be against selling Antonio for Wilson or one of the other forwards I outlined earlier. FPL is about making the right transfers at the right time, and with West Ham's very busy schedule, I can't see Antonio smashing in loads of goals. He's got Man City, Brighton and Chelsea in the next three very tough fixtures. But then it gets better. Burnley, Arsenal, Norwich, Southampton, Watford and Palace. So I would hold if there's other issues in your team. I wouldn't be against selling if there aren't. Just know you will want him back. I think with Antonio as well, if you are selling him, you're probably going to downgrade him to save a bit of money, to then make room for, you know, the four at the back that we were talking about, one of the premium defenders, or perhaps you're making room for someone like Harry Kane or a premium striker. So I wouldn't be against it for that either. Other notable stats from game week 12. Despite United playing awfully, Cristiano Ronaldo had another 4 shots in the box, and I expect the points to come, especially now Ole has gone. Ronaldo looked brilliant again in the Champions League, and as we know, the fixtures for United are superb. There's just so many unknowns right now. I expect Michael Carrick to steady the ship for now, but I don't expect any spectacular recovery. So keep an eye on Ronaldo for the next few weeks. It will depend on this weird interim manager they appoint, who that will be. I don't know. Are they going to make a difference? I don't know. Is Ronaldo still great? Yes. Alan Saint-Maximin could be a cheaper option into Newcastle's newfound attacking intent. He had 7 shots and looked great against Brentford. I do prefer Wilson still, but if you need that to save that money, I wouldn't be against Saint-Maximin for those good fixtures coming up. Quick word on Bernardo Silva. He scored again for City, and I get why people are moving for him, but his ceiling is too low, in my opinion. Since the start of the season, he is averaging just 1.27 shots per start and is creating 1.27 chances per game. Phil Foden, on the other hand, is averaging 2 shots in the box per start and he's created 0.57 big chances per start. So I'd rather Foden, and if I didn't have the money for him, I'd much rather Diogo Jota at Liverpool. Cool, that's all from me this week. As I said on the pod, my number one target right now is Reece James. So if Chilwell is confirmed out, then I will move him on to Reece. Captain, of course, is Mo Salah. I've only got 1 free transfer this week. I perhaps would have rolled it if Chilwell wasn't injured, but I need to wait on Jota news as well. I don't worry too much about the fixture against United. I'd still expect Chelsea to keep a clean sheet in that one. And obviously, Reece James is still great. Going forward, there's obviously a chance of rotation, but again, just have those options on the bench. My other options would be to maybe improve the bench, maybe go Broja to Dennis or Broja to King, and have that third playing striker. Other option is I've got the exact money to move Matt Lowton straight to Reece James and have 4 at the back, which was my intention until the Chilwell injury. So we've just got to wait and see for that. Follow me at Luke Jurdy and the podcast at FPL Triple Cap on socials. And good luck, everyone, for Game Week 30.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel and we produce this podcast. We want to tell you a bit more about what we do, but the boss has told us we've got to keep it short. So, Adam?
Do you want a podcast? We'll make it for you, as long as you give us some money.
But not as much as you think. Podcasts are a really cost-effective way to engage with the people that matter to your business the most. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk and we'd be delighted to talk to you about just how cheap they are.
Don't say cheap, say cost effective.
And we'd be delighted to tell you just how cost effective they are.
Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk to find out more.